This gospel is about judgment, but not perhaps the judgment you think. Before we get to what I think we might get from this, we have to realize two things about the time in which John's gospel was written. Because John's gospel is the one, more than any other, that has led to horrors of Christian history, of anti-Semitism, of pogroms, and of death camps. When this gospel was written in John's community, this was the very beginning of the split between Judaism and those who believed Jesus to be the Messiah. It was a period of transition and great hurt. It was an inter-family feud. Some wanted to remain in the synagogue as faithful Jews, but eventually were cast out because of faith in Jesus. So when the story is written and it's told, you get an awful lot of name-calling. The Jews this, the Jews that. They're all Jews. Jesus is Jewish. His disciples, they're all Jewish. Those Americans are bad. Well, those Americans are bad. I mean, it's the same thing. So let's get that clear. Jesus is not condemning Jews, and nor do we. The other thing is about sin and health and curses. No one understood much about medicine or healing or the body. It's not hard for us to say, well, we know better. We know that you don't get cancer because you were sinful or because your parents were sinful. But that was a serious, life-threatening issue of that world. And Jesus says, neither the parents sin nor the children sin causes these things. So get over it. Now, back to judgment. I know when I hear the word judgment, something in my chest tightens. I don't want to be judged. And as far as I know, in the Christian community, we are told not to judge. We are told to accept and to love and not to judge. But I think that what most of us hear in the English language, which we have come to be not the best stewards of any longer, when we hear the word judgment, we really mean condemnation. We really mean condemnation. Now, I'm no lawyer. I know there are quite a few in here. So you'll all tell me how I got this wrong afterwards. Thank you, Brian. But I know I've seen plenty of movies, you know. And I've been struck from a few juries. Judgment in such a trial as there is a jury, judgment is the decision. Was this law broken or not? How does the jury find? Guilty or not guilty? Sentencing is separate. Now, there are rules for sentencing, but sentencing is condemnation. Will the judge have mercy or wrath in the application of the options of the law? The jury, yes or no, guilty or not guilty, they don't get to decide the punishment. When we kneel during Lent and say, Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, that was, in the Roman world, the first thing you said when you came before the magistrate. Lord, have mercy. Set the stage. And we inherited that tradition. Lord, have mercy. Because our understanding of God is that God is merciful, unboundingly merciful. So, Jesus came into the world not to condemn, but to judge. We prayed in the collect, give us the bread. Evermore give us the bread of life. The bread of life is something that feeds us and sustains us and enables us to live and to grow. And in the Christian community, it is to live and to grow into the full stature of Christ, little by little by little. The code word for that in the church is sanctification. If you don't know what you're supposed to do, you can't do that. God doesn't manage us with passive-aggressive behavior. God has pretty clearly said, do this. Love God, love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus, by teaching this, gives us the tool of judgment to know whether we are living rightly or wrongly. But Jesus does not condemn. Jesus does not condemn. He tells the Pharisees, yes, because you claimed that you saw, your sin remains. He doesn't say you can never return or you cannot be made whole with the community. He simply says you are in the wrong. That is the most loving thing you can do when someone is in the wrong, is to tell them, to invite them to come back, to change. But we do not condemn. The most powerful story in all the Bible, I believe, for me, is just a few passages before this one. And it is all about life and death, condemnation and mercy. And it's when the woman caught in adultery is hauled before Jesus, thrown to the ground, and men with stones in their hand ask Jesus, the law of Moses says we are to stone this woman to death. Actually, the law says you stone the man and the woman, but the man wasn't there. But we're to stone this woman to death. What do you say? And all he says is, let you with no sin cast the first stone. And then the most incredible thing happens. And it's not written in the scripture, but I hear it. It's the stones dropping to the ground, one by one. The oldest first is what we are told in the scripture. And one by one, the men leave, and no one casts a stone, because they were judged by Christ. Jesus said, this is how you were to do this. If you are sinless, go ahead, cast the stone. But if you have sin, walk away, it's your choice. He judged them, and they changed their behavior. And the woman lived, and Jesus said, sin no more. Go, you are free. Amen.